The Dr. Ray Podcast is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio. Here's today's monologue with Dr. Ray Guarendi.
I don't think John Rosemond writes columns anymore. I think Rosemond's in his 80s. But he had a very, very popular parenting column, and Rosemond was very much deciding that that grandma knew a lot about child rearing, a lot more than the experts did. Rosemond didn't like what was happening to parenting. And Rosemond thought, geez, we've thrown away so much wisdom of generations for new and enlightened ways. And I think in a confession, one of the columns I read of Rosemond's, he had two daughters, I believe. He tried to raise them. Rosemond was a master's level counselor, master's level social worker at some level, maybe master's level psychologist. I don't know exactly what his training was. And he tried to raise them according to the new and enlightened child rearing ideas. And it wasn't working at all. And Rosemond did, as I understand it, what a lot of people do that come to my office, which is they parented a certain way, particularly in the area of discipline and supervision and freedoms, because they thought that was the way to do it. And it was blowing up. It was getting very, very ugly and turbulent. So they come in and they say, "What are we doing here? What's going on? I just don't like this direction. I just thought I was doing everything the way you're supposed to do it, and it's not working." And Rosemond had that kind of revelation. All of that is leading up to this. Now, we're a number of weeks past the first of the year. But this is Rosemond's, he called it, Family Resolutions Worth Keeping. Now, there's 14 of them here. I'm just gonna pick a few of them because we've got a rather long look-back call that I need to save time for. Given that this is the first column of a new year, I'm proposing a number of parenting New Year's resolutions for my readers to consider. The list is by no means comprehensive. It's a good beginning on what is probably, and I think this summarizes Rosemond's philosophy, a much-needed family revolution. In other words, turn on its head the way we've been doing things. One, we will not throw expensive event parties for our children on their birthdays. You know, you bring in the Toys R Us truck and seven bouncy centers. Instead, we will confine all birthday celebrations to our family, including extended family. We will keep it uncomplicated. A special dinner for the birthday boy or girl's favorite food, a cake, the obligatory song, and a few simple gifts, mostly clothing or other useful things. Dave Barry, one of the funniest columnists I've ever read, said, "There is a time when we should stop celebrating birthdays. There is an age to stop celebrating birthdays. That age is 11. All right, give me another one here. We will show our love for our neighbors by properly disciplining our children, insisting on proper behavior and reprimanding immediately, even if that means in front of other people when they behave otherwise. And on those occasions, we will also insist they apologize appropriately. If we have not already done so, we will assign a routine of daily chores to each of our children, at least to those who have reached their third birthdays, okay? And we will insist that said chores be done and done properly before recreation or relaxation." Wow. Now, here's one where I don't agree necessarily. When our children ask us for cell phones, which nowadays they start asking 8, 9, 10, we will tell them that they may have cell phones when they are able to pay for them, as well as for the monthly bills. The only thing I'd say about that, and I think this is what Rosemond is saying, he says, really not possible to buy a smartphone because they're very expensive, and also to pay the monthly bills, unless you are old enough to have a job. You're not going to do it by babysitting, and you're not going to do it by raking the neighbor's leaves. My view on that is it doesn't necessarily matter that you're old enough to pay for it yourself. For me, trustworthiness coupled with that particular financial line is what I would add. Now, let me do one more because I'm going to take a quick break here. We will put our marriage first and our children second for their sake as well as ours. They will revolve around us. They will not grow up thinking the world revolves around them. Well, they may think that, but you're not going to feed into it.
More of Dr. Ray's monologues can be found on his website, drray.com. Monologues as well as full-length programs of The Doctor Is In can be heard at AveMariaRadio.net and EWTN.com/radio.